Hello, everyone. Yes, it's Jenny talking to you on your Christmas tape for 2013. Wow, doesn't the time go? It seems only yesterday that I was talking about the year 2000. We were amazed we got as far as there, and now we're at 2013. We're going to have a wonderful time, hopefully, on this tape. Lots of Christmas songs, but a Christmas message as well. So let's kick off, shall we, with quite a highbrow one, really, but I think it is absolutely lovely, and I feel we should start with this. So let's just remind ourselves what Christmas is all about. Well, that was nice, wasn't it? For unto us a child is born. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? That's why we have Christmas, because God sent us his son. A child is born. And I know over the year, many, 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 many children are born, aren't they? And every single child is very, very special to everyone. I was talking to people last night. In fact, I'll tell you about some things that have been going on this month in a moment. But I was talking to somebody last night, and we were saying about how many grandchildren had been born recently. One lady has had, in the last month, 3 grandchildren born. And another lady has had 2 born in the last 2 or 3 months. So, grandchildren, babies, a new birth, the start of a new life. And yet we have something quite different, don't we, when we think about Christmas. Oh yes, a baby is born. But that baby is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's actually given up his place in heaven to spend 3 years of his life in ministry, but also to grow up as a child, as a boy, as a teenager, and into his 20s before he starts his ministry with us. So he's given up his place in heaven with his Father God to come and spend 33 years with us. Isn't that awesome? Obviously, people didn't recognize him at first, but we know that in the last few years of his life, he was recognized and loved by many, many people. Unto us a child is born. That's what Christmas is all about, isn't it? Let's have another song, then I'm going to tell you a bit about this month and what this month has meant to me. Okay, here we go. Wow, I can remember as a child not being able to get to those top notes, can you? And being able to hold your breath long enough to sing that. And those memories of going around carol singing and of all the Christmas pies we had. Mince pies. They could be called Christmas pies, couldn't they? Why not? But as we went round all wrapped up round to people's houses, and sang and were given mince pies. I can remember finding that particular carol quite difficult. In fact, I find singing quite difficult anyway, so we won't dwell on that, because singing isn't my best acquisition, should I say. No. Well, this month has been very special for me, because during this month I had a special birthday. And yes, I've got to that grand age of 70. Some of you may not know that, but I have. And also, this year marks the 40th year that I've worked for DCF. And so, it's been very, very special. And this month, people have made it a very, very special month for me. It all started very early on because my birthday was in the middle of the month, and a friend of mine was not available for actually around my birthday, so she took me out for a meal with a couple of other friends very early in the month. So that was the start of it. And we went for a lovely meal together, and I had my first present. And then from there on, this month, there seems to have been a lot going on. And I know some of you have been part of this birthday, so I do thank you so much. I've had 88 cards, and it really is a very humbling experience when I think of all things being said to me, and the way that, that the loving thoughts that people have given as they've given their presence, as they spent their time. I've been to the theatre. Somebody took me to the theatre and then out for a meal. And last night, had a get-together here on the 30th of November when 10 friends came. And we had a lovely meal together. And it was in my new flat, of course, very, very special. And really an amazing month. Also spent some time with my sister and opening things at the office. I seem to have done so much, gone out for other meals with people. My friend Brenda came down and spent the day with me. And we went into Bushy Park, and you know, we saw on that day, not only did I get my wheels very, very, very muddy, but we saw a heron. Saw lots and lots of ducks, and we saw loads of deer with the most amazing horns, antlers. They're not horns, are they? Antlers. Absolutely amazing. And that was a lot. It was a cold, brisk walk, but we thoroughly enjoyed ourselves. So I've seen lots of people. I've been spoilt by lots of people, and it's been a wonderful month. And this is all leading up to the celebration that we'll be having this month in December, which, of course, mine is an earthly celebration of a birthday, and a birthday of a significance only because it recognises the year and the date that I was actually born into this world. But, of course, those of us who know and love the Lord have a second birthday, and I was celebrating this month my first birthday. Okay, let's try again, shall we, and have another carol. Then we're going to have some more nattering, and I'll tell you some more about what various things that have been happening. Here we go. It's another very famous carol that we're going to sing together. Okay. I don't know whether you counted the number of verses there, but I think there were a lot, weren't there? And some lovely, lovely words as well. So the First Noel. Yes, another very popular carol. Now, before I go any further, let me just remind you, this is a very mundane thing to come in the middle of the Christmas tape, but I must remind you, if you haven't as yet sent in £13.20 for your next year's subscription of Come Fishing, then please do so. Otherwise, you won't get another tape for next, another CD in January or for the next year. £13.20 made out to Through the Roof. Or if you want to pay by card, you can just give us a ring and Alison will take the number of your card over the phone and you will have paid for it. So if you don't want to send a cheque, just give us a ring, 01372 749955, and say you want to pay for your Come Fishing for next year. Right, we've got that over with, haven't we? Now, the other little bit of news I just want to tell you all, as well is my room has now got two new bird things in it. I had for my birthday a lovely, I don't know what you call it. It's kind of a, well, it's kind of an ornament, but it's a robin sitting on a rock. And he's the most beautifully made robin. And he's sitting on my desk now. And he looks just like robins who are coming, and I'm getting a lot of robins, coming to my feed tables and having off the seed. And I've got another robin. Someone gave me a picture of a robin, which I've now got up on the wall. So my office here where I work is surrounded in pictures of birds. I try not to put them too many other places around the flat, but in my room here, I'm absolutely surrounded by pictures of birds. So that's rather lovely, isn't it? And the birds are around and about again. I don't know what they did in that big wind, do you? Because it was a huge wind. My shed blew over and nearly came to bits in doing so. But I often wonder how the birds manage when it's such a high wind like that. Okay, the other new thing is to tell you that holidays, if you're interested in holidays, we can send you out a brochure as of January. But the important one to note, those of you who went to Hinnick last year, there is some big news where that's concerned. It won't be a Hinnick holiday again, but it will still be a very different kind of holiday. We're going to have it somewhere else. So we'll let you know during the month actually where that is going to be and what we will be doing. So that's a watch this space thing for the holidays. For those of you who went to go to Babbacombe every year, Babbacombe is still going. So that's something very special as well. Next year's holidays. Well, we're talking about Christmas, aren't we? Although we're thinking about next year as well. And this Christmas, I wanted us to want us to think about something quite different. Not the Christmas story so much. We've done a little bit about why Jesus had to come down, didn't he? And what his promises were for coming down. Even from the Old Testament, we hear that, don't we? And we discussed about the fact that it was a miracle that Jesus came down to earth. Miracles are happening all the time. But this was a very, very special miracle. But today I want us to think about a very, very familiar story and a very familiar verse. Do you remember the story of Nicodemus? Nicodemus was a ruler and a very, very learned person. We call him brainy today. And he'd read up all his scriptures. He knew all about things like Christmas. He would have known about things that were happening. Having said that, I doubt very much whether he knew about Christmas, because it was during the Lord's reign down here, wasn't it, that Jesus met with Nicodemus. But Nicodemus was very up in the scriptures, and he was well respected, and because of that, his mind went in the way of, I want to know more about this man they call Jesus, about this man who can do miracles. I want to know more about him. I want to find out what's really going on. You can almost imagine how his mind was going. And so Nicodemus sought to speak to Jesus. And then we have that story. And that's the story we're going to think about on the other side of this CD, this tape. I never know what to call it. But anyway, on the other side of Come Fishing. And we're going to think about one little verse in that story. And that is going to lead us into something very, very special about Christmas and what it means to us. But let's have another song, shall we? I loved listening to these carols, so we're going to have another one now. And this is another one which reminds me that in 2015 we're hoping to have a trip to Israel. So keep your ears open for that, and we'll let you know about that as soon as we know about it. 2015, Israel, and that's what's made me think about it when I'm going to play this particular carol.
Thank you.
was nice, wasn't it? O little town of Bethlehem. Yes, that's what reminded me about the planning that we've got going ahead to 2015 as a trip to Israel. So keep that in mind, because I will be letting you know more as soon as I do. I don't know any more than that, really. It's all in the hands of the people trying to find out what hotel we'll use and such like. And then I will get an itinerary, and I shall also get a price. And you may have to, if you want to come, you may have to start saving up very early on. So, lots and lots to look forward to for 2014. And you know, there wouldn't be a 2014 if it wasn't for the Lord Jesus Christ, because we need to continue carrying on year after year, because Christmas marks the end of one year and the start of another. Although that's not where we actually celebrate the new year, is it? But in my mind, certainly, that Christmas is at the end of the year. And I like to think of it like that, because once again, I'm reminded of what actually happened at Christmas, and the fact that God was prepared to send his son down to us, and even more amazingly, that Jesus was prepared to obey, that Jesus was fully obedient and allowed himself to be born as a baby into that manger. We don't know whether it was a cave, we don't know whether it was a stable, we don't know whether it was with donkeys or not, because over the years the story may have changed a little bit, but it doesn't matter about those things. What we do know is he was born, and the circumstances of his birth were absolutely and totally miraculous, and could only have been performed, put together, by God, his Father. And it is at the end of a year that I love celebrating and being reminded of the fact that we have a wonderful God, haven't we? So with that thought in mind, let's turn your tape over. Well, that was grand, wasn't it? Joy to the World. Yes, indeed, this is our Christmas tape, and we are celebrating the birth of Jesus, his birthday. The celebration, as I said earlier on, that at the end of a year when we're reminded once again what a wonderful God we have, a God who was prepared to give his son to come to this earth so that we could be forgiven. Not when I say we, I don't necessarily mean just you and I mean the whole of humanity. Be forgiven and put in the right place with God. So what are we thinking about, really, scripturally today? We're not only thinking about the birth of Jesus, of course we are, and we're celebrating that, aren't we? But what can we think about that is new about the Christmas story? Well, I often think, I think this every year, you know, what is new? But there's so many new things. I don't know about you, but I think of something new virtually every year. And this year, I've been very much thinking about that story about Nicodemus. And we mentioned him on the other side, didn't we? And remember I said how learned he was. And because he was very up in the world at that time, everybody knew him, he was a very important person, he didn't want to make himself look silly. But he was very, very curious about this man Jesus. And so it was at night he went to seek Jesus. And I think this is significant as well, because he didn't want people to know that he was actually seeking Jesus. And that's a bit like us, isn't it? We don't like to shout about the fact that we are Christians, that we love the Lord Jesus and we stand by certain things in our lives. Nicodemus was a bit like this. So he went to Jesus, and you know there was a conversation, wasn't there? There was a conversation, and during that conversation, Jesus said one of the most well-known verses in the Bible, well-known from, oh, centuries, people have known this particular verse. I wonder whether you can think what it is. Yeah, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's the gospel, isn't it? That is the gospel, but I want us to think about that word so and loved. God so loved. That was why he said to Jesus, while they were still up in heaven, I've got a job for you to do. And Jesus had to obey and say, yes, I'm prepared to come down to earth as a baby for that job to be done. God so loved us. Now, he could have, that verse could have been, God loved the world, couldn't it? And it would still have meant that he loved us. But instead, that little word so has been put in. He so loved the world. It was a passionate thing. Really passionately, he loves us to such an extent that he's prepared to send his son. But then he goes on, doesn't he, to say we need to be born again. And you remember Nicodemus is querying this. How can we be born again? Well, I want us to think a little bit about what that meant to us, because this is what Christmas is all about, you know. Yes, God was spoke to people in the Old Testament. Yes, God was there in the Old Testament, but the new covenant wasn't there. Nobody knew Jesus. They knew God, but they didn't know Jesus. And it wasn't until his birth, until the time when he started his ministry, that people began to recognize the Messiah and the person who had actually come to rescue this world. So what does it mean when we say we belong to Jesus? Are we part of his flesh and blood? No, but we are his sons and daughters. He's told us that. He's told us that he is our brother. So we're also his sister. That is quite amazing, isn't it? But you know, there are other things that mark us out as being a Christian. And at this time of the year, when it's Christmas time, I want us to think about how much we actually show to the world that we do love the Lord Jesus. While we're doing that, we're going to have another song, and then we're going to think about what actually happens when we're born again. Silent night. I don't think it was a very quiet night that night when the Lord was born, but if the stories that we're told are to be believed, it was very crowded, wasn't it? Very noisy with animals and people and oh, no end of bustling going on. But anyway, it's nice to think of it as a silent night, isn't it, as when the baby was born. So, okay, we're thinking about Nicodemus and this question he asked, and about that wonderful, wonderful text, "For God so loved the world." And that particular text has got absolutely everything in it, as we said earlier on. And I want us to think about what it really means to be born into the family of God, to have a new birth. Because that's what Christmas is all about, you know. Christmas is all about reminding us that this is why and this is how we get a new birth. Because that baby was born. I want us to think a little bit about silver and gold, but particularly silver. Silver is a metal that is absolutely brilliantly shiny and is well sought after, isn't it? I wonder if any of you watch Antiques Roadshow or any of those other antiques programs. And as they're looking at some of these old things that they see around, particularly the silver items, they get out a little monocle and put it to their eye, and they look to see some specific marks, don't they? Now, I want us to imagine we are a piece of silver. That's quite hard, really, isn't it? But I want us to imagine that we are that precious piece of silver, and we are being looked at by one of these eyepieces. Maybe we're looked at by somebody who's a neighbour. Maybe it's somebody who's a relative who doesn't know the Lord Jesus. Maybe it's actually by the Lord Jesus asking us, what is our status? Where are we? How are we showing others that we are born again? These, on a piece of silver, we have five marks. Five different marks. The very first mark tells us of the town that piece actually originated from. And this is the mark, the town mark, is basically where the actual piece of silver has been verified as a piece of silver. Okay? The next mark is usually the lion or Britannia or something like that. And that is significant of the actual quality of that silver. So that's the second mark. The third mark is the date. The fourth mark is the sovereign head or the duty mark. Now the duty mark shows that the duty has been paid on that piece of silver. We also have a sterling mark, and that indicates the initials of the Christian name of the surname of the silversmith who actually made it. So we have these different sections that are actually marked on a piece of silver. So let's look at them a little bit more closely. We have the maker's mark. The maker's mark. The maker's mark identifies the silversmith that's actually made that piece. Do we, as Christians, as born-again Christians, have the mark of a Christian? Do we have that maker's mark on us? Do other people see that maker's mark in us? Think about it. Think about it. The next marking, the assay office that has verified the piece. Now this is interesting. To verify the piece is basically to say, yes, this is silver. This is, I agree that this is the real thing. Now the only people that can actually do that with us are those that see us day by day, month by month, minute by minute. Those people should be able to say, yes, yes, you have been verified. You are verified as a born-again Christian. Takes some thinking, doesn't it? Do we actually show these marks? The next mark is very simple, really. And that's the date. Now, you remember earlier on I said that I have two birthdays. I have one, the day that I was actually born from my mother's womb, and then the day that I was born as a born-again Christian. And this is the date of on the silver is the date that this was actually verified. Now, the date that you were verified as a Christian should be in your mind. Now, maybe it isn't a specific date. Maybe you just know it's round about something, but that's okay. That's okay. Some of you may not have a specific date, but there will be come a time when you know that you belong to Jesus. And I want you to try and think about that time, because that time can become very important to you. It's a very special time. It's a time when you really know that you belong to Jesus, where you really know how much he loves you, and you appreciate that, and you love him back. That is something very, very special. And that is that special date that marks when that has actually happened, when the verification of that silk piece has been given, and the fact that the Maker is doing it for you. God, our Maker, is doing that for you. So the date is very, very important. And then we have a duty mark. Now, the duty mark is very significant. Why? Because for every piece of silver that was made, it didn't just have to go to the assay office to be verified, to have its silver mark put on it, but it had to have lots of other features. And one of the other features was it had to have an amount of money paid to the assay office in order for the duty to pay and that piece to be released, to be within the world. Our duty has been paid. Christ has paid the price. And it's all because of Christmas. Isn't that amazing? Because if he hadn't come down as a baby, he wouldn't have been able to do that. All because of Christmas. All because of Christmas, we have this opportunity of being assayed, if you like, getting your assay mark. We have opportunity of having our Maker's mark on us. We have the opportunity of being verified, the silver, the quality of our faith, if you like. The quality. We have the opportunity of telling people about our Maker. We have the opportunity of having the date in our mind of when we realized this amazing relationship we now have with Christ. And we know that the duty has been paid. So in all, every piece of silver has five aspects to it, written on it, and it cannot be called proper silver, pure silver, unless it's got all those marks on it. That makes you think, doesn't it? That makes you think, have we got all those marks? Well, some of us may say we're not very sure. Some of us may not be confident in saying we definitely have, but we should have if we're born again. And it's amazing, isn't it, that duty has been paid for us. We have that Maker's mark. We have the date in our mind, sterling silver, if you like, that we are the real thing because Christ is in us. For God so loved the world that he gave his Son. God so loved the world that he gave his Son. Let's have another carol, shall we?
say goodbye.
Richard singing there for us, The Saviour's Day. I've just dropped everything on the floor, but not to worry, because that was nice just to be reminded once again that we're all waiting for this day, Christmas Day. It's a very important day. Most people celebrate Christmas. Most people know about it. You can't not know about it if you go into the shops. But the most important thing is, as Christians, we know about it and the significance it has in our lives. That baby that was born to become this son who had come down to earth so that he could die for us, so that he could enable us to have a better connection with God, his Father, so that we could be forgiven, so we'd know his love, so we would be able to understand all these wonderful stories and amazing things and be cheered up because we know and we belong to a wonderful, huge family, a family of people who know and love the Lord Jesus. That's what Christmas is all about. We are one family celebrating a birth, the birth of a child that was sent by God who so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that we might have everlasting life. That is something quite amazing, isn't it? Now, I thought we'd finish. I don't know whether actually we've got time for it, so I won't put it on because we'll only have a little bit of the song, and that's not always great, is it, just to have a part of it. Don't forget to send in your subs if you haven't done so. £13.20 for Come Fishing in 2014. Get in touch with us. If you've got any good stories, I'd love to hear life experiences, things where the Lord has touched you. And particularly if this Christmas you realise that you have all those marks that represent an amazing piece of silver. For other words, an amazing child of God. So I'm going to say cheerio for now. Have a wonderful Christmas, all of you, every single one of you. And I'll talk to you again in January, when we will be celebrating the beginning of another year, another opportunity getting to know the Lord Jesus a little bit better. Lots of love to all of you. Thank you again for all those who remembered my birthday, and a very, very happy Christmas to everyone. Bye-bye.